The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm being accused of being a bad mother. Let's talk about it this Friday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We made it. It's almost the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Our daughter, Ava Matic, is missing school today because her big sister, who I hardly ever see anymore because I had when she was, you know, I was 15 years old, so she's a little older, is in town. And she's like, I want to take Ava Matic to the zoo. And I said, okay.
And I said, how are your grades, Ava? And of course she says, they're good.
And they are. I looked.
Well,
what's the wrong time to ask that question, dude?
Thank you. Because I would
say good, too. I would not ruin my chance to go to the zoo.
But I don't support the fact that she's missing school to go hang out at the zoo.
It's one day. She's missed school for other things.
She's missed a lot of school this year.
It's one day, DJ Automatic, and her. It's her sister.
I know it's her sister, but we just booked a trip to go to Disney, and she's going to miss school then, too.
That's a work trip.
Yeah, it is. It's a work trip for us, not for her.
But
and she's
going to
miss school.
Well, I think your daughter is
My daughter is a dropout. It's her.
I think you're looking in the mirror a little too much, but
I think
you're starting to think that this is going to like gateway into other things, bro, and it's not, dude. She's going to the zoo.
Dude, I missed 24 days of the first semester of ninth grade.
Your daughter is not you. She's actually passing, and I have no fear that she's going to graduate high school.
There it is, dude. Now, this is instantly kind of reminded me of the time me and the student body president ditched school to go to the aquarium and participate in other illegal things, but I don't think your daughter's doing that.
Student body president.
Her Kirsten better not be doing that.
Yeah, we're turned, dog. Ray, I miss you, dog.
We don't have time for that story.
Oh, my God.
Do you think it's okay once in a while to allow a child to not go to school because of a family event?
My mom, if anybody from the school is listening, can you please call her out today?
My mom wouldn't do this, but I also don't think you're a bad parent, Dana.
Thank you very much. I think I'm
my parents would never have done that.
Well, yeah, because you barely went to school.
Because I was ditching school already.
Yeah, you were already at the zoo.
Or somewhere else.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start this one with National Caregivers Day.
Very big deal. When my Nana got really sick, people would come to her house. Also caregivers in nursing homes, in medical facilities. There's all kinds of different caregivers, and we appreciate the hard work that you do that really goes unnoticed.
It's a tough job. When my dad was dying, the lady that would come in at night, she was a sweetheart.
And she comforted your family so much.
Yes.
And in this day in 1930, Pluto was discovered. It's National Pluto Day,
it's not a planet anymore.
It's not a planet anymore, though, right? The moon, right?
I thought it was a planet. Oh, it's a star, right? You know, they said it's a
none
star.
None of us in here are Neil Tyson Degrassi.
Pluto is controversial. Okay, she fluid.
That's funny, dude. All right, we also have random acts of kindness. So do something kind for somebody and don't post it on social media. How about that?
No. Sometimes I think it is a good thing to encourage. Not to show out. But remember, when we visited the food bank, they asked us to do video. Why?
Okay, yeah. I mean, but there's people that do it. Just clout chasing.
Well, let me tell you why they did, though, because a lot of young people are not volunteering at food banks. It's older, and we need young people to volunteer at local food banks. So if you're there, put it up. Not to show out, but to encourage others to join
you. On that note of positivity, it is also National No One Eats Alone Day.
I love eating alone.
Okay.
I love traveling alone.
It's different for you because you're trying to get away from your wife.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had so many people ask me this week. They're like, how do you work with your wife all the time?
What is this? Why are people attacking me? Wouldn't you want to spend every moment with me?
Oh, hey, somebody will.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down one of the biggest down in the DMs we've ever done. When we did this, the phones blew up. Aubrey contacted me on Instagram because her man Charles was out. And he said he was with the guys and whatnot. But she doesn't think that's what was really happening. Here's part of that down in the DM.
I went through his bank account and I saw a $700 withdrawal from Gentleman Club ATM.
Why all this money spent in one night? Aunt decided, you know what? I'm going to play the manager of the Gentleman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say we found a debit card because she said, I took the debit card. You know what I mean? Like, he don't know where it is. Did it go down in the DM? Here's that conversation.
Did you forget your debit card at
Oh! No, you suck. Hey, man, I'm getting jars, man, the whole time. Yeah, losing my mind, bro. Solid. All right, now I know.
Yeah, cool. Perfect, brother. All you got to do is just go ahead and bring your ID and your debit card is going to be right there.
Stop the call. Stop.
Okay, cool.
I know enough.
So obviously, man lied to Aubrey, okay? He was at the Gentleman's Club. He wasn't supposed to be there. It gets worse. Listen. Charles, this is Dana from the Dana Cortez Show.
Wait, what? Well, wait, what did you say? Whitney? Whitney? I told you up front. I'll give you 700 cash and 300 on Cash App. Check your Cash App, baby.
What
I paid
hell
you.
Are you talking about, sir?
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Charles, hold on. Hold. Stop.
What are you talking
Aubrey
about?
Aubrey is on the line. We're all listening to you. I don't know nothing about this Cash App stuff, sir.
Yes. What are you doing?
Obviously, this man paid for some sexy time. Ew, something went down. Something went down in that bar that shouldn't have. I want to talk about why men would even pay for sexy time. But first, let's take a call. Who is this on line four?
This is Linda. How you doing today, Miss
Linda? I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think he just messed up. I think he bought some you-know-what.
I do, too. I don't know what I would do if that was my husband.
And then he just spilled the whole bean. The whole pot of beans just came out.
All over the floor. All over the radio. Okay, I'm asking you this. It's your partner. It's your man. You find out he did this. How do you talk to him about it? Do you forgive him? What do you do?
Oh, you almost made me curse, girl. No. He's gone. He's out of there. With all respect for DJ Automatic and Anthony A., I can't be cursing on here, but I almost lost it.
No, I get it. And I'll tell you, it's one thing to step out. It's one thing to pay a woman for that.
I know. That is just really crazy. And I would have hung up, too. Busted.
Yeah, Charles said, I don't want to talk about this on the radio. All right, so Automatic, you found some reasons. Why would men do this? Because it makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. When you have a woman at home, you're going out paying for sexy time. It sounds ridiculous.
Okay, well, so now that's the circumstance. You automatically have a woman at home.
He does.
Okay, so that's not always
Aubrey
the circumstance.
Aubrey is waiting at home and you're out there paying. What's the reason?
Okay, so ABC News did a survey in London and they surveyed 103 men from the ages of 18 to 70.
Who participate in buying sexy time.
Exactly.
Okay.
The most common reason why they did this was to satisfy immediate sexual urges.
Well, he could have satisfied immediate sexual urges at home.
Not always.
Not sometimes, because like every guy talks about their wife, and like in order to get your wife webbed up for foreplay, you got to clean the house, you got to do house chores, you got to do that.
Well, hello?
My man just got off of work, dog. He's trying to get a quick one out, bro.
All right, the next one. 21% of the time, men wanted to select women with certain physical, racial, or sexual stereotypes, such as being submissive.
Okay, that gets weird to me.
20% went to prostitutes because they were unsatisfied with their current relationship.
That's a lack of communication through your partner. You shouldn't be resorting to that.
You shouldn't. Thank you, Anthony, for being on the right side.
15% went to prostitutes because there was no emotional connection or commitment to that woman.
That's why most guys do it.
Have a woman at home who's loving and willing to
just
be
getting
with
your rocks off. That's
not,
all
it's not
doing.
Doing it, right? Yeah, so you just pay this woman certain things. And here's another thing, the flip side of it is obviously the woman you paid is cool with that. That's
Are
another
you
reason
condoning
why.
Condoning this behavior?
I'm not condoning
Anthony?
It, but it happens all the time. And obviously,
it's the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah. Facts, dude.
Charles has a problem with his relationship. Somehow, somewhere, he's got a problem and he's unwilling to talk to Aubrey about it. That's what it sounds like.
Well, go with that.
He needs better friends. You need better homies to be like, hey, dog, it's a Tuesday. You got a girl. You shouldn't be dropping $1,000 in the strip club, bro.
You can out for free.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's
your Down in the DM breakdown.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, and their beautiful son cover British Vogue. What is her son's name? Let's talk about it right now. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, this story and more, all brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Celebrity birthdays first, Anthony.
We have Ed Sheeran celebrating his birthday, Paris Hilton, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Michael Jordan turning 60 this year.
So I'm going to talk about Michael Jordan a little bit, but first I want to start off with Kanye West. He filed a lawsuit against a spot called College Dropout Burgers, claiming they stole the name College Dropout. Obviously one of his most popular, one of the best albums of all time. Well, lawyers for the burger spot say after multiple attempts, Kanye's just not responding, so the judge threw the lawsuit out.
Because it's a stupid lawsuit. Kanye didn't coin the term college dropout. There's lots of college dropouts. There was college dropouts before him. There's been college dropouts after him.
All of us are feeling shameful right now. You're right. You're right. All right, now we'll move on and talk about Michael Jordan. You just mentioned it's his birthday. He turned 60 today. And he has been the chief wish ambassador for Make-A-Wish since 1989. For his birthday, He donated $10 million to the organization.
Oh, shout out to Michael Jordan. It's good to hear a positive Michael Jordan story.
It really is.
Usually you hear about him like walking away from people or like just dressing bad.
Or like slapping one of his players or
something.
Yeah,
dude. No. But this is great. So shout out to MJ for his great accomplishment.
I love this great story. All right. And then British Vogue is lucky to have the beautiful Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, and their son on the cover. There are so many great photos. I had to throw them up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. They look beautiful. And she said, look at my son. Isn't he beautiful? He is. And she still won't tell us his name.
Oh, good what for
is
her. His?
What is ASAP Rocky's real name?
Rakim. So. He's named after like Rakim the MC.
I just really love how we did that in unison. So, ASAP, Mom.
All right, as soon as we find out the name, we'll let you know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were doing our DM breakdown, where we break down one of the most salacious down in the DM calls we had from this week or previous weeks. And today, we had our man Chuck, who lied to his girl about going to the strip club, and then he lost his debit card at the strip club.
Stupid.
It went all types of down. But let's say you want to take your lady to the strip club. How do you do that? We're going to give you 3 tips on how to invite your lady to the gentleman's club. I was welcome to 2 Dudes.
1 Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you want to hear more about the down in the DM breakdown between Aubrey and Chuck and Whitney, who he spent $1,000 on. Jesus, dude. We ain't condoning that at all, dude. Chuck, you're a little bit out of pocket. You need friends like me or DJ Automatic to tell you to chill, bud. But you were rolling who you were rolling with, and you dropped $1,000 on a Tuesday at a gentleman's club. Ooh. That's not even the A team, my guy. That's the B team. That's they're trying out on Tuesday nights. What are you doing there, dude?
I'll just say, you can rub it out for free.
There it is. You for free. And this isn't something that you get to the point where you have to lie about going to the strip club to your partner. You shouldn't have to do that. If you want to go, if this is what things you're into, you should be able to communicate that.
Yes.
Now it's a little trickier.
If you're married, yes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Or if you're in a relationship.
Well, I think like your wife, DJ Automatic.
The only time we ever go to a strip club is when there's rappers in town.
Okay.
And they're like, yo, let's go to strip club. And it's like, we went one time with 50 Cent and Lloyd Banks.
Uh-huh.
That was an amazing experience because 50 Cent paid for everything.
I don't even know if like I would want to go to the strip club with Dana Cortez, dude, because she would be in there like asking Lil Wayne questions like, what's your real name? Not your stripper name. And then next thing you know, these strippers are revolting and walking out of the locker room together and unifying.
Dana,
I don't want that.
I was going to say another time we went with Fat Joe and Dana was talking to the girls and was like, maybe you can get a different career, a different profession going for yourself.
All right, but if you've been itching and you want to take your lady along, the number one thing you need to do is not suggest a strip club.
Oh.
Don't bring it up to her.
I can't even imagine if I brought it up to Dana. I'd be like, hey, you want to go to the strippy?
Work like that, all right? If you're going to bring it up at all with intent to take her there one day, maybe kind of bring it up out the blue. If you guys are at lunch one day and just, hey, how do you feel about this?
You want to try something different?
There it is. Boom. You need to make a date out of it is my second tip. All right? Make sure
Sell it as a date. That's
yes,
a good
it's
idea.
It's a date night. You want to go get some dinner.
We're going to go look at other women together as a date night.
If you got to know.
You can get the steak while you're there, okay. Girl. Strip
too. No, don't eat there. Take her somewhere else and then go. Like, I did a comedy show recently with my homie Mo Ammer, and his lady and him were trying to get a group of us to go to the strip club. Group outings at the strip club is pretty fun.
Those are usually fun.
Those are fun. So that's what he was trying to do. We did the show. They hit the casino floor, and then they were like, let's go to the strip club. I was like, I ain't got enough money as you, so I'm going to sit back. All right. And the last thing you remember when taking your significant other to the strip club is don't get too drunk. Don't get drunk at all. Now,
you might have to get her a little buzz to...
Well, yeah, of course. Enjoy yourself. Have a drink or two. But you don't want to get sloppy drunk. You don't want to go from the couple enjoying cocktails, looking at the sexy dancers.
To the couple being thrown out together.
In the parking lot fighting because you're staring at one woman a little too long, okay? Follow those steps. And if you make it to the third one, you should have a good time at the gentleman's club with your lady. If you have any other inputs on this, and especially my dancing friends, if you have any insight on this or any backstories to couples in the club, let us know at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, on all social media platforms.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.